Welcome back. The Senate voted to break a filibuster and advance a bill that will enable the U.S. to lift the debt ceiling and avert a default on the country's debt. Our senior columnist Rick Newman here now for what this all means. So I guess, Rick, in essence, the debt ceiling will be lifted.
Right. Republicans basically stepped out of the way. That's what this procedural vote means. This is not a vote in itself to raise the debt ceiling, but it means Democrats are going to be able to do that in the Senate with just 50 votes rather than the 60 they would need to overcome a filibuster. So it's going to get raised. This is not an issue. And another good bit of good news here, it's probably going to get raised past the November 22 midterm election. So we may not have to worry about this until after the midterm elections next year. That's good.
So that's one thing that the president can check off his list, right? But Rick, you say there is a list of need to do things that the president must accomplish before midterms next year. And one of them, you say, is sidelining the progressives.
Yeah, Biden, actually, let's assume that the Democrats do pass some version of this Build Back Better legislation. Biden has signed a lot of really important legislation this year. He's gotten a lot done by that standard. And yet, look what's happened to his approval rating. It's down by about 12 points from where he started. It's not up. In fact, his approval rating is very weak right now. So what's going on? I think what's happening here is all these Democratic bills, this is not what voters sent Biden to Washington to do. If you go back and you look at the exit polls and what voters said after the 2020 election, they wanted President Biden to get the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, under control and to return the United States to a sense of normalcy. And look around, America is not back to normal. So if Biden is and his fellow Democrats are going to have any hope of holding on to Congress, I think, in the 2022 midterms, Biden needs the country to get back to normal. And it's all about COVID. It is not about social welfare and green energy, at least politically, it's not. So if Biden wants to woo back those moderate suburbanites and some of the working class voters who switched from Trump to Biden in 2020, I think he needs to get back to focusing on getting the country back to normal and not so much on what are generally progressive priorities, you know, the social welfare and green energy stuff that's in all that legislation.
All right, Rick Newman, thanks as always. Another thing he's going to have to deal with: inflation, higher prices. Gas prices could be coming down. We're going to talk to somebody about that in the next hour, so don't go anywhere.